This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. French lawmakers on Tuesday overwhelmingly approved a bill to enshrine abortion rights in France's constitution, an action that began in direct response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The French bill, proposed by French President Emmanuel Macron and his government, was passed by the French National Assembly 493-30. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal called the vote a great victory. The French bill that passed nearly unanimously to guarantee abortion rights explicitly cited the U.S. court's action overturning Roe v. Wade after 49 years. Unlike in the United States, most of France's political parties broadly support the right to abortion, which was legalized there in 1975, and there is no immediate or serious threat to its legality. Putting that right into the Constitution would not change the availability of abortion in France, where both residents and foreigners can terminate pregnancies. But the U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health overturning the constitutional right to an abortion set off alarm bells in Europe and galvanized efforts in France to protect the right as inalienable. Abortion rights are increasingly under threat in other European countries like Poland and Italy, making it all the more urgent to enshrine it in France. The federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently granted protections to wolverines as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Montana will file a lawsuit over the Federal Wildlife Service's November decision. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Chief of Conservation Policy Quentin Kujula said that the listing is unwarranted because wolverines continue to do well and inhabit much, if not all, of their available habitat in the state. The decision by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service cited threats to the snow-dependent and wide-ranging species brought on by climate change and habitat fragmentation and degradation. Conservation groups first petitioned the federal government to protect wolverines in 1994. Years of lawsuits and agency reversals brought about by changing presidential administrations followed. As recently as 2020, the agency decided against the protected listing. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will file suit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over the November decision if the federal government doesn't reverse its decision in the coming 60 days. FWP argues the listing decision was arbitrary and capricious and contends that the U.S. FWS decision is inconsistent with research finding that there is connectivity between wolverine populations in Alaska, Canada, and the lower 48 states. There is a robust population of wolverines in Alaska, but conservation groups say that it is not connected to the diminishing population in the lower 48. There are only about 300 wolverines in all of the lower 48 states. Andrea Zaccardi with the Center for Biological Diversity says, "There's a very real danger that wolverines will disappear from the lower 48 states without strong federal protections. Montana continues to demonstrate that it can't be trusted to protect its imperiled wildlife. We won't let Montana strip wolverines of the Endangered Species Act protections that they desperately need." Western Environmental Law Center attorney Matt Bishop said that the state's position is not one based on the best science. Bishop said, "Montana should spend more time and taxpayer dollars working to recover and protect the species, not on litigation." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.